The 174th Tactical Fighter Squadron, a unit of the 185th Tactical Fighter Group, spent a year at Phu Cat Air Base in South Vietnam.
They were working hard, and these are all incredibly complicated, close air support. So they're right in there, in harm's way.
That's the new wing commander of the 185th Refueling Wing, Colonel Mark Muckey, who goes over a list of the group's achievements.
12 Silver Stars, 35 Distinguished Flying Cross, 30 Bronze Stars, 115 Commendation Medals, and 300-plus Air Medals.
Three members of the unit died, including one pilot killed in action, Warren Brown.
And I saw the smoke coming out of the belly of his aircraft and knew he was hit and he was in trouble.
A memorial in front of the Sioux Gateway Airport was rededicated in July of 2008, 40 years after Brown's death. His colleague, retired Captain John Haley, spoke at the special service.
We'd gone from the cornfields of Iowa to a hot fighting war. But we didn't have time to fool around with surreal, really, realistically, because we immediately started checking out combat missions.
Haley says the airmen did receive better treatment in Siouxland than other parts of the United States.
And the people in Siouxland gave us a parade. And I don't know anybody, and I probably talked to 100 or more military people of that time, and nobody got a parade.
A military milestone of a conflicted conflict, remembered with honor by the current commander of the 185th.
We're very proud of the service that they did 50 years ago, and I think the thing we discussed today is that's who we were 50 years ago, and that's who we are today. The same great airmen executing the mission around the globe.
For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.